Okay, today's Daf is Shabbos, Daf Yud. On Yud Mabez, we're going to talk today about the topic of the status of the word or the name Shalom as a Shem Hashem. The Gemara talks about, on the top line, Ein Sham She'ela Shalom. When one is in the Beis HaMerchatz, then one does not give She'ela Shalom, or does not say Shalom Aleichem, in a place where people are standing there naked and not covered, and that's not covered to say, not a place to say Shem Hashem. And the following supports the Rav Amnuna statement. As it says, that a person is usher to give shalom to their friend in a Beis HaMerchatz. Mishum shenemar, v'yikra lo Hashem shalom. Because Gideon called HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the name Shalom. So it seems like Shalom is the name of Hashem because he called him Hashem Shalom. So we can't write or say Hashem's name in a bathroom or in a Beis HaMerchatz. Says the Gemara, Elameata, you shouldn't be able to say the word ne'eman in the Beis HaKisei either, because another pasuk tichsiv, because it says hakel ha-ne'eman, Hashem is the ne'eman. So doesn't it seem like that also is Shem Hashem? And if you want to say that's true, that you cannot say that, but we learned otherwise. You're allowed to say it in the bathroom. So the Gemara answers, there's a difference between Shalom and Ne'eman. Hasam Shem Gufei Lo Ikri Hachi. By Ne'eman, we might call that's an adjective. Hakela Ne'eman, that we say Hashem, who is Ne'eman. It's not part of the essence of the name. Shem Gufei Lo Ikri Hachi. The Metargaminon Elaka Mehemna. Because the Targum of that pasuk is the Ne'eman king. Hacha by Gidon, Shem Gufei Ikri Shalom. He called Hashem's name by calling him part of the name as Shalom. Dechsiv Ikri Lo Hashem Shalom. It's not Hashem who is Shalom, who happens to have that midah, but Hashem Shalom, that is his name. So that is the Gemara. So it seems like from the Maschana of the Gemara that there's a chilik between Shalom and Ne'eman, and what is not allowed to give She'ela Shalom in the Beis HaMerchatz or in the bathroom. There's a problem with the sheet of the Rambam. Before we generalize this, the Rambam in Hilchos Kriyashma quotes what is not allowed to be said in the bathroom. The Rambam says, below Kriyashma bilvad, ala kol inyan shumi divrei kodesh asulamar beis amerchas beis akisei. Really, not only Kriyashma, but any dvar kodesh is not allowed to be said in the bathroom or in the shower room. Vafilu amar b'lashon chol, even if we say it not in lashon hakodesh. Below lomar bilvad, afilu lahar her, you can't even think about divrei Torah in a beis akisei or a beis amerchas. But then the Rambam says, dvarim shel chol mutar lomar b'lashon hakodesh beis akisei. Non-Torah topics one is allowed to say in the bathroom, even if one says it in Hebrew, in Lashon HaKodesh. V'cheina kinuyin, and also the kinuyin are allowed to be said in the bathroom. Kagon, rachum, ne'eman, there's ne'eman. V'chayosi behen, mutalam reisakisei. Aval, hashemos hamiyuchadim. What's usher in the bathroom? Shemos hamiyuchadim. Vein shemos, she'inan imchakim. The names, the ineffable names, the names are not allowed to be erased. So those are allowed to be said in reisakisei. That's the Rambam. Shemos miyuchadim, the shemos that cannot be erased, those are the ones that cannot be mentioned in the Beis HaKisei. And the problem is, what about our Gemara? Our Gemara says Shalom is one of those names. Shalom is not one of those shemos she'inan nimchakim. You look at the Rambam Nuchas Yisodi HaTorah, in Perek Vav, the Rambam says there that if one destroys, erases one of Hashem's names, so then one gets Malkus min HaTorah, because the Pasuk says, Lo Sasum Kein L'Hashem Elokeichem. What are those names? There are seven of them. Seven names of Hashem that are the Shemo She'inan Nimchakim. What are they? Yud Kei B'Vav Kei, that's Shem HaMeforash, or Alav Dala Nun Yud, Kel, Eloka, Elokim, Eke, Shakai, Tzvakos. Right, those are Alav Dala Nun Yud might not be the a separate one. How do you get? Seems to be there eight on the list. The Rambam said seven. Either way, there are seven here. Kolamochik afilu os achas mishiva shemos il loke. Those are the seven. And then he talks about prefixes and suffixes, which is a question in Meseches Shvuos. But all the other names, they're not on this list. Right? They're not shemos she'inan nimchakim. The Rambam says later on, all other kinuyim that Hashem is praised with, like kagon, rachum, chanun, gadol, gibor, nora, ne'eman, kano, chazak, Harehin Kishari Divri Akodesh Umutulamakan. That doesn't have the same status. So Shalom is not on the list, but Lechora, the second list, are just examples. Right, so how could the Rambam here, the Kesem Mishnah, ask this question and leaves a Besorachi and doesn't give an answer? Our Gemara says you say Shalom in the bathroom because that's one of Shemos of Hashem. The Rambam says only Shemos that are not Nimchak you're not allowed to say in the bathroom. What do you mean? Shalom is not one of those names. So Tzarech Ian on the Rambam. The Bach, in Siman Pei Dalet, says maybe the Rambam has a different understanding of the Maskana of our Gemara. Because if you look in Tosfos, Tosfos asks, what is the Chiluk of our Gemara, the Maskana? The Zeresti Naaman is an adjective, and Shalom is part of the name. Tosfos says, but one second, we know Naaman is an adjective because of the Targum on that Pasuk. Look at the Targum on the Shalom Pasuk. Also, the Targum on the Shalom Pasuk says, Da'avid le Shalom, which clearly also is not about Hashem having that, it's not part of the essence of the name. It's a God who does peace. So Tosfos answers, V'yesh Lomar. Tosfos gives an answer that the first should have to try to figure out exactly what it means. Da'hasam karu Shalom al shem shehu osis Shalom. Over there, the Pasuk says, yes, it's talking about Hashem who does Shalom. Tilo karu Shalom, elaboy lemeim Hashem Shalom, Hashem ose lo Shalom, v'kinev lemeim Hashem Shlomo. It should have said Shlomo, personalized. What exactly is Tosfos driving at? The Ritva here says, it just means that really it's not based on Sukkim, it's based on Svara. Shalom Yisvara is part of Hashem's name, when you use it as such. Hashem, ne'emon Misvara, is just an adjective. Nobody's going to say Ne'eman is part of God's name. So the Psukim are just extra. So that's really the Gemara's answer, according to the Ritva. It's based on Svara. Da'acha mi-Svara, umi-ikra de-dekra, amrinan le, l'ravcha de-milsan, aktina targuma. Te-balav ha-chanami mashmo, ho-yakela Ne'eman, shem to'ar. That's an adjective. Shehu Ne'eman la-acherim. Ma-she'enkein be-idach, t'chsiv, ha-ikra lo Hashem shalom, t'lo mashma shem ha-to'ar. That doesn't sound like it's a Shema Torah. It sounds like it's part of the essence of the name. But anyway, the Bach says, maybe the Rambam holds up the Tosfos as Kasha, but out of his teretz. Maybe he thinks that the Gemara is really Dachuk, the Maskana. And therefore, the Rambam thinks it's a good Kasha. Right? That why should there be a difference between Shalom and Ne'eman? And therefore, he paskins like the Kasha. He paskins like Shalom shouldn't be one of the names that one is allowed to say in the bathroom. That is the Bach suggestion. Venira de Svirale de Itche Hach Memra. This Memra doesn't hold. Once you have the kasha from Naaman, even though the Gemara gives a chilek, the Bach says, Efshar Svirale la Rambam de Dvarim de Chuyim Haim, de Liyashe Bishinuya de Chiko Vashinuya lo Samchinan. Either way, the Bach says, we don't paskin that way. If that's the das of the Rambam, veiki das shara poskim asur lahaskir shalom bebeis hakisei ubebeis hamerchatz v'hachi naktidan. There are other answers for the Rambam. There's look in the Masifta and the Chafetz Hashem. There's other suggestions how the Rambam reads the Gemara. But lemaisa, what about the status of the word and the name shalom? So if we look in the, like we just mentioned, it's shalom is not on the list of the seven of the Rambam. The seven special names in Hilchos Yisod HaTorah. Again, the Rambam talks all about the various issues in Halacha. Mechikas Hashem, that is the context that the Rambam is talking about there. And the different levels, really there are three levels. There's the ultimate in shame, Yudkei Vavkei. Then there's the other six in that group. And then there's the Kinuyin, the nicknames of God. There are different levels we'll have to talk about more at a certain point. And then there are even words in the Torah that we're not even sure what they are. Kol Hashemos Amuris Ba'Avraham, Kodesh Kol, the Adoshem, when he was talking to the Malachim, there's a machlokas about certain words, big nafkamina. What kavana does the sofer have when he writes this name? If he writes, Adonai, my master, said he has one kavana. If he's writing, Yudkei Vavkei Hashem, Adoshem, then he has to have a different kavana when he writes. So it's an important nafkamina. But the Rambam leaves out Shalom, and the Ritva here also says Beferish. The Ritva says that Shalom is not one of the Shemos of Hashem that cannot be erased. V'kasu v'tosvah shemikol makam afilo Shalom men Hashemos hanemchakim v'chein ein esharin lechtov There are those that are machmer not to write it, but the Ritva says that is not meikar adin. That's what he writes earlier. But again, there are other Rishonim, Tosfos and Sota. If you had hold that Shalom is one of the Shemos HaNimchakim, it's one of the Shemos She'enam Nimchakim. Tosfos there, the context of writing the name Shimshon. That's what the Gemara is talking about there. So Tosfos asks, Matei Malari, Maishna Mishalom. Tomar Perkama the Shabbos, our Gemara is quoted that you can't say Shalom in the bathroom. Veloka Chashavle, but Mesecha Sofrim, Bahadi Shemashin Nimchakim. It doesn't have it on the list of Mesecha Sofrim that has the list of the seven. Venira, the ton of Ashir, it left it out. It left it out because it's better than Chanan Varachim. Chanan Varachim are pure descriptions of God's Midos, but that's not part of his name. Shalom, though, that's part of his name, says Tosfos. That's Tosfos at Sota, that's the Rashba in Etshuva also, in Chelik Vav Simen Taf Yud Ches. So what do we apaskin? The Raman Yerodea. Raman Yerodea in Reish Ayin Vav discusses what about writing Shalom on a letter. Right around Shalom letter. In the days of old, they used to write letters. They used to write letters on actual paper. And it was hard for us to remember that, to fathom that. But writing, so what do you write? Shalom Aleichem on a letter. Is that appropriate? So the Rama discusses this in Reish Ayin Gimel. Here in Sif Yud Gimel, the Rama says all of the Yesh Sofrim. One second, let me just find it. Says Reish Ayin Vav. Sorry, Reish Ayin Vav. Reish Ayin Vav says the Rama. Sif Yud Gimel. Also, lichtov shem lechadchila shelo b'sefer. Do you chalav olidei bizayon? You're not supposed to write shem Hashem except in a sefer because you know you're worried that people are going to throw it out. V'lachein nisharish lo lichtov shem beigeres. V'yesh nisharin afilu b'milas shalom shelo ligmar ksivaso. And there are those that are careful not even to write the word shalom, to write shin lamed vav with a smidgen, with a line, not to write the mem, says the Rama, quoting the Maharil, b'shem the Tashbetz, because that could be a shame of Hashem. If you look in the Shach, v'rov ha'ola mei nizar in bazeh. Most of the world is not nizar in this, because right, this discussion of shalom is not really one of the shemos of Hashem. V'chei kavis ha'b'shuvas ha'rash demutter. Good. If you look in the Pischei Tshuva here, he says, why don't you look in the Radvaz? The Radvaz says, well, maybe it depends while you're writing the name Shalom. What if somebody's name is Shalom? Right? How does that make a difference between writing that word in a letter or not? So says the Radvaz, yeah, that makes a difference. Radvaz here in Simen Reish Chaf. The Radvaz says in Chelek Aleph, paper fell out, one second. Since you throw out letters, say for you shouldn't write shalom full. What about MS? Right, that's also a shem Hashem. Lefichach ani omer shemashi yish lizar shalotav shalom ale haynu bizman she'elas shalom. To be'os Hashem is coming. Let's say shalom lechaveru me'ez baal hashalom. If you say shalom aleichem, so that's ascribing and mentioning God's name related to somebody, and that's what you have to be careful with, because you're saying Hashem, give this person peace. Kamo shama laBoaz, like Boaz said to the coach, Hashem imachem. Shizu kavanas anosin shalom lechaveru. Aval baal lichto b'ksav she shalom ba'olam. What if you're writing there's peace in the world? You have to be careful about that word. That has nothing to do with Hashem. She shalom ba'olam. O bein ploni laploni. So and so are getting along. V'chayotzei bazeh, shezeh shehu sipur dvarim, ve'eno b'shas she'ela shalom. It's not at the beginning of a letter, you're just telling a story. Ein sorach lizar, v'kosev ozo shalom, v'lekak peyta b'hachi, she'ena mechavim l'shem, v'lochayel le'kdusha. Right, if somebody's just using the word, but not referring to Hashem, somebody's name, saying there's peace in the world, so then there wouldn't be a problem, even according to the Machmer Shita, Lechora. Right, even according to the Rama says, be careful, but maybe that Lechora, the Radvaz is saying, that's only if one has in mind to have HaKadosh Baruch Hu in mind. If one doesn't have HaKadosh Baruch Hu in mind, so then that's not something that one has to focus on. If you look in the Igris Moshe, or Moshe also has a tshuva about this, in Chelek Dalad, Orchaim, Chelek Dalad, Simen Mem, Oz Gimel, Em Yish Peda Milecht of Shalom B'Ksavim. It was also asked, 1979, right, they were still writing letters in those days. Ubedvar Kesha Kosvin, Michtavei Reyos. If you're writing letters, Michtavei Reyos, just writing letters to each other. Em Yish Peda Milecht of Teva Shalom Lagamre, Oshet Sorach Lechaser Hamem, Velasos Dekuda, Lesimen. So he quotes our Ramah, that says that one should be careful. He quotes the Shach, Rov ha'olam ein nisarim bazeh, says her Moshe. V'yo ikar, sheyesh nisarim hu kishakosev teva shalom lebracha, shu betchilas ha'michtav, ubesofo, similar to the Radvaz. Maybe one should be careful at the beginning of a letter. Aval kishakosev sipur dvarim sheyesh shalom bein ploni leploni l'shayach lazeh, kadisa b'schei tshuva b'shem Radvaz. Va'ani ba'atzmi, berov michtavi, where Moshe wrote a lot of letters, when I'm by myself in my letters, shehu mash ani meshe b'divrei Torah, ani gobrek sivaso. If I'm writing a tshuva, I'm writing a letter in Torah, I don't think people are going to throw it out. And I'm not so nervous. So therefore, I write the whole word shalom. Because I know people are going to take care of this. To michtav zeh yisaru behechrich l'shamro machlas shu divrei Torah, umemele harayia gamze shamur. That will be okay. People are going to take care of this letter. Va'av she mamish hayashayach la'atir. Really, technically, you could write yukei vavkei. You could write any real shame of Hashem in a letter that you're not worried that people are going to throw out. To call a time shall look to shame must be garris, the whole reason why we don't write names and letters, kadeshalo yavuli debi zion, umichta, bidivitara lo shaylo yavuli debi zion. So really, you could write the whole shame. Ach, shemi kom makom, b'shem gomor. But when there's a shame gomor, I'm a little more hesitant. Kishit is dami, shetzorach anil hasker, be'ez imichta, if I have to write it in a letter, af shal divitara eni kosvo, ela bakuf, b'makom hey, yud ke vav ke. I write a kuf instead of a hey. Bishop shall call upon him, Mulai lois for all call kach. Maybe they'll might end up getting thrown out. Aval beteva shalom, kivan shebe etzema din mutter, ta'arov olam in his harim bazeh. Meit shum tam lachshosh bedavar, shav shem mutter lichtov. There's no chash, because even the real shame is mutter lichtov. And then he continues and says, and what do people mean anyway when they write shalom at the beginning of a letter? What do people, are they really thinking about Hashem? Are they really thinking about, you know, they're applying God's name? Even a non-Torah letter, says Rav Moshe, it's very weak to the reason why you can't write it. You're not really thinking about that. What are you thinking? You're just giving the guy a bracha. They should have peace in the world. Shalom. Shalom, how you doing? Shalom, shalom. That's not really what people are focusing on. Hashem should give you shalom, but the word shalom has nothing to do directly with God. Right? If I say the word parnasa, say the word nachas, that's mutter. Obviously, I'm saying Hashem should give you parnasa. Hashem should give you nachas. So even when you say shalom, says the says Moshe, lachare, it should be totally mutter if you write shalom lacha, shalom ubracha, something like that. And therefore, says Moshe, if somebody writes that, they can write it in any letter, even in Igeres Rishus. He says, but my only shaila is, what if you just say the word shalom? If you say shalom alecha, shalom ubracha, shalom uparnasa, then I think for sure it's mutter and you can write it stam. But stam the word shalom, you don't know what the guy's kavanah is. You don't know if it's about shalom aleichem, shalom aleichem. So that's more of ascribing, putting God's name. Aval niris zeh kishakosin bigeras shalom lecha ulebeischa okishakosin shalom ubracha dalashem ochiach shu kavanas bracha. Aval lo kishakosin shalom levad tani shakosvei biigeras ledidi ploni shalom. Because kishakosvei bigeras kavod yedidi ploni shalom. So if you just write shalom and it's unclear, so then it could be that has kavanah to shem Hashem. So again, Rav Moshe, like the Radvaz, it's not something automatic that the word shalom has inherent status, and one has to be careful if I'm writing it. Me'ikar adin, it is okay. But Rav Moshe says, remember that Tosfos in Sota Daf Yud, which says that shalom is one of the shemos shenim nimchakim. And therefore, Rav Moshe says, if somebody writes, if I write, he says, shalom lecha, shalom lachem, shalom ubracha, shalom v'kol tuv, then for sure there's no reason to be zahir. But people are zahir anyway. Vani batzmi, eini kosev la'olam teva shalom levad. Elim od brachas. I never just write the word shalom. I always write it with shalom and something else, so that I don't get into confusion. Lachein eni makbid kol kach vav shani zar barov apamim ira. Shalom eni gomro aval elo shakosvim lefamim teva shalom levad tov shagam shakosvim o tevos lo yigmaru. Right? If you're not finishing it, then maybe don't write the whole word. And the Mishnah Berurah finally discusses this also in the in Siman Pei Daled. In our siman about Kriyashma, well, what are you allowed to say in the bathroom and in the shower room? The Shulchan Aruch says, right, based on our Gemara from today's daf, about the three different areas in the Beis HaMerchatz, the outer area where most people are dressed, the inner area where most people are not dressed, and the middle area, says the Shulchan Aruch. Upapnimi shekulam amdim shamarumim, in the inner shower room where everybody stands without clothes, afilu sheila shalom asar. You can't even say Shalom Aleichem to somebody. Says the Shulchan Aruch. She'ela Shalom. Why? Says the Mishnah Berurah. Ki Shalom u'shmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shnemar v'yikra lo Hashem Shalom. V'hu adin she'asol yitin Shalom l'chaveiro. V'vos metunafos. V'adam she'shmo Shalom. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Somebody whose name happens to be Shalom. Yesh Orin b'beis hamerchatz l'krosa b'shmo. Ela b'lashon las. Right? Don't call him by his name in the bathroom. Lashon las. What does that mean? Maybe his English name, maybe his last name. V'yesh matirin, and others a matirit, says the Mishnah Berurah, the name of the Taz. Ki v'shidim iskavin, alin yana shalom. Al-skar shmoshel also adam, because you have no kavana related to God. You're just calling the person's name. U'bidivrei sofer malach achra, meiko v'chein nogin. Meiko adin, there's no problem of saying somebody's name, whose name is Shalom, in the bathroom, because you have no, you're not thinking about Hashem there. V'yirei shamayim, yishol lahachmir. G'ayin ki arbi achronim osrim, v'yivla amim, v'yomarak shalom. Or shalom. With a nun, or not pronouncing the last mem. Vegan begares a rishus, also the begares a rishus, nachosh aluchto of shalom im vav, rak shalem, just skip the vav, shemotzi lizrok pashbos, if you think it's going to get thrown out. I had one rabbi, I think only in my history of school, that would not write my name out, shin lamed vav with a little smidrik, because he was machped, I guess, for these machber shitos, that even if you're writing shemash, shame of a person, it still would be, makom lizar. So again, maker adin, if we're not using it for that, maker adin seems like many are mako, but are those that are machmir lechadchila. Okay, we'll stop here.